often work closely for several years with entrepreneurs on highly risky ventures, they seek evidence that their new partners will behave in honest, straightforward ways that don't heighten the risks. In fact, the research showed that entrepreneurs who projected trustworthiness increased their odds of being funded by 10%. Coachability matters. Particularly among angel investors who get involved earlier than traditional VCs do, decisions aren't driven by potential returns. They're driven by ego as well. Most angel investors are experienced entrepreneurs who want to be hands-on mentors, so they prefer investments where they can add value. For that to happen, a founder must be receptive to feedback and have the potential to be a good protege. Bella Chandra reached this conclusion by conducting surveys and evaluating video sessions with the same California Investors Network. Coders examined the videos for behaviors, such as nodding and smiling in response to questions, indicating that founders were open to ideas. When analysis and survey results indicated that they were, and when the investor was experienced in the relevant industry, giving him or her knowledge that could add value, the company was more likely to move on to due diligence. Gender stereotypes play a role. In Bella Chandra's first job in venture capital, she rarely encountered other women, whether among VCs